This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. And this week we're talking about how Jesus healed. And we're looking at his motive, his method, and his message. Yesterday we were talking about his motive. And we pointed out that his motive was compassion. Jesus, often when it talks about Jesus healing, it will first say that he was moved with compassion. And then out of that, he began to heal those who were sick. How we need a flow of compassion in the body of Christ today, in the church of Jesus Christ. Healing in the scriptures is associated and flows out of compassion. There's a passage in Galatians that says that faith worketh by love. Our faith is fueled, powered by love. Love and compassion are very similar. And so, without doing any damage there, we could say that faith is empowered, is fueled and empowered by compassion. Oh, how we need compassion to go along with our faith. And we will see, I believe, a mighty awakening of divine healing take place in the churches in America and around the world. And so Matthew 14:14 says, "And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion and healed their sick." Wow. You know, back in January and February, I contracted the COVID Chinese virus, and I was sick for at least a month, and even over a month I was recovering. In the midst of this sickness, at one point I was just very, very sick. It was like an extreme case of the flu, but worse than the flu, and disrupted my sleep in ways I can't even explain. But at the height of the sickness, and thank God I did not have to go to the hospital. I don't have any underlying issues. I'm not on any medication. So thank God for that I didn't have any other issues to deal with, and I didn't have to go to the hospital. But man, I, at this point that I'm telling you about, I was so sick that, and I was doing everything, you know, that we do as people of faith. You know, I was speaking God's word. I was standing on God's promises. I was praising God and lifting up prayers to him. But I reached the point where I was so sick, it was even hard to articulate words of prayer and words of speaking scripture. And I was sitting in my chair, and on a nightstand next to my table was my phone, and my phone rang. I did not feel like talking to anyone. But it was a longtime friend who was calling, so I thought, well, I'll answer it. And I answered it, and he wanted to know how I was doing. He had heard I had the virus, and I remember saying, "Charles, this is a wicked virus." And he said, "Well, we will be praying for you." I said, "Go ahead and pray right now." And Charles, who is a longtime friend, we graduated from high school together. God called us into the ministry together, I guess, what? I don't know, close to 50 years ago. And but he began to pray. And all of a sudden, the compassion began to flow. And he began to weep. And as he prayed and wept with compassion, it was compassion brought forth by the Holy Spirit. You see, we don't have these things in ourselves, but if we are yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, God will release his life, his power, his compassion through us. And let me tell you, as he was praying and weeping with the compassion of God, I could feel the life of God flowing into my being. I did not receive an instantaneous miracle healing, but I knew that God had done something. I knew that God had begun a work in me. I knew that that was a turning point. And afterwards I messaged him and his wife, Delilah, and I said, "You all touched heaven for me today." And I did. I have completely recovered, praise the Lord, Sue and I both. But that was a significant turning point in the healing process, that flow of compassion in prayer. I felt the life of God flowing in me and through me. Wow. We talked last week about how Jesus, a leper, came to him, Mark 1:41, and said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And the scripture says, and Jesus was moved with compassion. Oh, may the church of the living God be moved with compassion for the sick and suffering and dying and the lost in this world today. And Jesus, moved with compassion, reached out and touched him and said, "I will be cleansed." The healing ministry of Jesus flowed out of compassion. That was his primary motive, was compassion for the sick and suffering. And here's what's exciting. Hebrews 10:38 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me give you one more personal example. Quite a few years ago, Sue and I moved into a house in Euless, Texas. We noticed our next door neighbor. She was a woman in her 50s, and she was a tough looking woman. And she always had a cigarette dangling from her mouth. And after we were there a little while, we had cause to cross paths with her. So we were introducing ourselves and stuck out my hand, shook her hand. I said, "My name is Eddie." And Sue shook her hand and said, "My name is Sue." And with a cigarette dangling from her mouth, she said, "My name is Adele. I'm a backslidden pastor from Brooklyn, New York." Well, we knew, we'd been in the ministry long enough, that we knew, hey, there are tough things that people go through in life and in the church and even in the ministry, very difficult things people go through. And we knew, obviously, this woman has been through something very difficult, something very painful she has been through. And some little glib Christian anecdote is not going to do it. Giving her some track is not going to do it. There is only God knows how to reach her. And let me tell you, God knows how to reach your lost children, your lost loved ones. God knows how to reach them. And if we saw this woman, Adele, out in her yard, we'd wave at her, but we had no conversation probably for a couple of weeks. But one day we were backing out of our driveway. Sue was driving, and Adele was over working in her yard, looking at some plants or something, and she had this, every time we saw her, she had the cigarette in her mouth, and seemed to be a chain smoker. But as we started to back out, all of a sudden, my wife Susan, who's very sensitive to the Spirit, she experienced a deep compassion flowing out to this woman. Didn't know what to do with it, but there it was, all of a sudden, totally unexpected, such a deep love and compassion flowing out to this woman. More than just a sympathy, a compassion that moves you to do something, to take action. So finally, she rolled down her window and called her name. Didn't know what she was going to say to her. And all of this that transpires is totally spontaneous. None of this was planned. And folks, this is why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need to be committed to developing and nurturing a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and a commitment to be led by Him. Adele walked up to the window on Sue's side with a cigarette in her mouth. And when she got to the window, Sue breaks out speaking in tongues to her. Now, in the New Testament, there's two kinds of tongues. There's a tongues that is devotional, prayer, and worship towards God. It is vertical. It does not have to be interpreted. It can be, but it doesn't have to be interpreted. But there is another prayer that's on a horizontal level that is spoken to people in the congregation, or maybe to an individual in a situation like this, and it is to be interpreted. And 1 Corinthians 14:5 says that tongues with interpretation is equal to prophecy, because that's what it is. It's a prophetic word. Well, Sue breaks forth in tongues speaking to her. I'm sitting on the other side, and I have the interpretation. And I knew that I wanted to look Adele in the face when I spoke to her what I knew God was saying. And so I had to lean across Sue, and I leaned over to where I could see Adele and look in her face. And I said to her, "Adele, God is saying to you, my daughter, you are precious in my sight. Now remember, all of this is being ignited. All of this is flowing out of compassion. When I spoke those words, Adele, God is saying to you, my daughter, you are precious in my sight. She burst into tears and she broke out praying in tongues. And we had a mini revival right there in our driveway. That's been about 20 years ago or longer. God knitted our hearts together. We're still fast friends today. And we have had a number of meetings together where we have seen God move powerfully and touching people's lives. But her life was changed. Out of compassion that began to flow by the Holy Spirit. Oh, my friends, so many today are seeking power. No, what we need is compassion. What we need is the compassion of Jesus Christ. If we can move in the compassion of Jesus Christ, nurture a sensitivity to His Holy Spirit, and say, God, let your compassion flow through me. Let me see people the way you see them. You see, God saw this woman. She was precious in His sight. We didn't see her that way. We were looking at through her with natural eyes. She didn't look that way to us. But you see, God caused us to see her through His eyes and release that compassion into her that changed her life and turned her around by the power of God. Oh, how we need His compassion. Lord, I pray that You will release Your compassion now to anyone and everyone who's listening to this podcast. And those who are in need of physical healing, I pray that they will experience now Your love, Your compassion flowing, Your healing compassion flowing into them in Jesus' name. And we thank You for it, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Friend me on Facebook. Check out my website, eddiehype.com, and I'll see you tomorrow on the next Awakening Podcast.